Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you as always from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We have moved on to the best bets portion of the show, and these have actually been very, very good bets from our friend Gregory Pickle over the past few weeks. And the segment obviously brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where if you're going to take these bets, listen to them, apply them, and then maybe make a little money off them. You can wait until Saturday when these bets will happen. You can also go to the DraftKings Sportsbook on Thanksgiving Day before kickoff of any Thanksgiving game. Place a bet on the winner, and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet. Also, in-game, you place a $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will give you another free $5 bet for that. So a little free money, another way to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. Lord knows turkey isn't doing it for you. It's become a running joke. I'm not a big fan of turkey.
No?
I'd rather drink the gravy.
I didn't get that impression at all during the course of this week's show.
I'm going to have to really make it abundantly clear then.
Yes.
That's on me. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg doesn't have a gambling problem. He has gambling solutions. Should I not be making light of that? Anyway,
right.
Greg, 21-9 since we started tracking it. That's an even 70% success rate. 3-2 last week as a refresher. Penn State getting 19 at Ohio State was a win. Indiana getting 8 at Michigan was a loss. Arkansas getting 45 at LSU was a win. Texas getting 4 at Baylor, which I really like that one too. That was a loss. Texas did not show up. That's become a common theme for them under Tom Herman now. Navy giving 3 at SMU was a win. This week we've got...
Tom Herman was headbutting players before the game, and then his team didn't really play all that well.
I mean, you can if you want to question his decision making.
Who do you question more at this point? Tom Herman at Texas or Scott Frost at Nebraska?
Tom Herman at Texas.
Why?
He's a little further down the road.
Okay.
He has not really dealt with being hamstrung talent wise. You know, Texas didn't have a lot of interruptions in their recruiting chain. Some,
right,
but not to the extent that Nebraska. I still think that I'm not making excuses for Scott Frost because I think they needed to be better in more situations this year. But Nebraska also doesn't have a lot of talent on that roster.
Right,
it's something that the reality is it's going to be a little slower build for him than it should have been for Tom Herman at Texas.
Yeah,
they should be further. Yeah. Texas should be further, without question.
I don't think either one's going to pan out, for the record.
And that's fine, but I think we're closer to a conclusion on Tom Herman than we are on Scott Frost.
Fair point.
So this week we got it's Big Ten centric. The only one that's not a Big Ten game has to do with Joe Moorhead, the former Big Ten offensive coordinator. So they're all Big Ten.
Rivalry week.
Let's start with Penn State Rutgers. Speaking of rivalry week, at Beaver Stadium on Saturday. Nothing like a 40-point spread in your quote-unquote rivalry game. So we'll work at Penn State giving 40. We gave our picks to this one, but, I mean, it's worth saying again, Penn State could trip and fall and score 7 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you know, the variables in this one are what's Penn State doing at the quarterback position? Is Sean Clifford playing or is he not? If push comes to shove late in this game, how much garbage time is there? How much are we going to see of Penn State's backups? Not much of a crowd. I would anticipate not much of an excitement in the air. So there's some stuff to concern yourselves with, but I still like Penn State giving a bunch of points.
Agreed. Yeah, they have not been able to set the number high enough for almost every Rutgers game this year. Now, I think they did cover against Michigan State this past week, if I'm not mistaken, but... You know, it just,
They covered against Ohio State, too.
Correct. That's right.
Scored 21 on Ohio State.
That's right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But I just look at this game. Rutgers is clearly wants the season to be over. I think there are a lot of Penn State players who want to put better efforts on film. I think there's a lot of young guys who want to show coach what they can do. You put all of it together, just a complete and utter lack of motivation from Rutgers and Penn State's clear talent advantage, and it being on the road. I just don't see how Penn State doesn't win this game by at least 45 points, if not 50 or more. And James Franklin, as we know, doesn't really have any incentive to ever turn the gas pedal, you know, turn the faucet off. So they'll keep scoring, even if it means they're just running down the field. So, you know, I think that this is a game Penn State wins handily, and they can't set the number high enough.
I put it at 52-3. You put it at semi 55-0. I think.
Yep.
So you can hear that segment a little earlier in the show if you like. We are sticking to it. I'm going to stick to it all week long. Mississippi State giving 3 at home against Ole Miss. You like Joe Moorhead to end this thing with a win?
Well, I just think Mississippi's not very good, and I don't think Mississippi State's all that great either. But your rivalry, I don't necessarily love the idea of laying 3 points in a rivalry game, but I think that we know enough about Joe Moorhead to know he's a pretty good motivator, and when he really dials in a game plan, he usually nails it. So I just think you put those things together, and I've been wrong about Mississippi State a number of times. I thought they'd keep it close against Alabama. That did not happen. I thought they'd win a couple games that they've lost. You know, people are now going to suggest Joe Moorhead could be Rutgers' next head coach. I think Joe Moorhead would have to be, you know, certified as insane to take that job, even if it, you know, maybe the future doesn't. I don't know if the future is very bright for him down there, but I think he'd rather wait for Pitt to open up as opposed to going to Rutgers. And so that could happen this year. If Michigan State moves on from D'Antonio, just hear me out here. Michigan State moves on from D'Antonio. They hire Pat Narduzzi. Pat Narduzzi is clearly, I think, about done at Pittsburgh. I just don't know. I don't know if his axe is getting old in Pittsburgh or not, but I could easily see him going to Michigan State and Moorhead then going to Pitt.
It could happen. I mean, it could happen. There are some links to the chain there, and the fact that I mean, Narduzzi is just a treasure. From a let's talk about this perspective, nothing will be better in my eyes than having Pat Narduzzi in the Big Ten Conference.
Agreed.
The one that he thinks is Ohio State and nobody else. That conference, the one that he said that last week. Who else is in the Big Ten? Who else is there? I think, you know, the thing that makes him such a special individual, and this is just going way off track.
Why not?
Is that having no knowledge never stops him from opening his mouth.
Right.
Never stops him.
I think he believes everything he says. I really do.
I know, but it's so not like it's okay. If you're as a football coach, if you have tunnel vision, you're focused on your own guys, you're focused on your own matchup, you're focused on film, that's fine. But don't pretend to have a hot opinion on a national college football topic.
Yeah.
If you're just going to riff the whole way through it. And that's what Narduzzi does. He's got no sense of filter whatsoever. No sense to just pause and be like, do I really know enough about this to make a bold proclamation? There's nothing that stops him.
Correct.
And I'm for it. I'm all for it. I love hearing him speak. And, you know, the dynamic with him and James Franklin is amazing because
they'll come out as buddies on one hand and
exactly. And then there'll be an underhanded barb at the next moment. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. How about Michigan getting 8.5 at home against Ohio State? I'm a big fan of that one too.
Yeah, I just feel like this game tends to be pretty close. I think we saw some weaknesses with this Ohio State team. Don't get me wrong, it's still awesome, but I think we saw some things Michigan can exploit. And I don't know if there's a team since, what did Penn State and Michigan meet, like October 12th, 13th, something like that.
Yeah, 14th, something
in that ballpark. Since that day, I don't know if there's a team that's been playing better than Michigan has. I mean, they just look like a totally different football team.
They do.
And I think that'll be enough to keep this game within a touchdown. If this game was under a touchdown, I think I'd take Ohio State because I could see them backdooring you late. But if you're going to give me 8.5 in a game that should be decided by a touchdown or less, I'll take that every day of the week.
I like the Michigan defense, that matchup, as much as you can against Ohio State's offense.
Yeah.
I don't think Ohio State has superior talent on the perimeter. I think they're good. I think they've got depth of options, but I think their passing game is all about Justin Fields. And I think that Michigan's going to crowd, they're going to crowd that intermediate range. They're going to put their cornerbacks on islands. And I think they're going to be able to hold up for the most part. I don't think Michigan wins. I think that Jim Harbaugh is going to have his heart broken in terrible fashion again, but 8.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah, it is.
Wisconsin giving 2 at Minnesota. You think the clock's running out for PJ Fleck?
Yeah, I'll probably be wrong on that one again, but I just think it's time Minnesota turns into the pumpkin that I think it is. So.
I do think that Wisconsin has the ability, the know-how, the philosophy to make Tanner Morgan look as pedestrian as he's looked all year.
Right.
I think that's something that they're able to do. I think they just have a way of just kind of frustrating a quarterback like him. So if that ends up being the case, Wisconsin's right back where they belong, atop the Big Ten West. Last but not least here, actually it's last and least, I'll say, Michigan State giving 21 at home against Maryland.
So Maryland stinks. I mean, Nebraska beat them, what, 44-0? Nebraska stinks too.
Scott Frost for coach of the year, buddy.
Yeah.
Scott Frost, coach of the year. Not Big Ten, national.
Yeah. Maryland's just terrible. If these kids have any care in the world at all for Pat or for Mark D'Antonio, they will play an inspired game against a terrible football team. I mean, they have been so bad on offense that it's hard for me to say that, you know, they only scored 27 points against Rutgers, which is a problem. But Rutgers is just as bad as Maryland, man. They really are. And so I think that, again, between the game being for Mark D'Antonio and kind of a chance to go out on a feel-good note here, whether they move on from him or not, I just think that's a slam dunk 3-touchdown winner for Michigan State.
My lasting memory of Maryland this season.
Back in some okay teams against some bad ones this week.
Yeah, that's a theme. That's a theme.
The other thing I'd say, I didn't take enough time to actually go and look for these, but don't forget to bet the teams that are playing for bowl eligibility this week. That's always an easy one too.
Yeah, the motivation in some of these games is a big one. My lasting memory of Maryland is that not only were they completely outmanned, they were an absolute mess in terms of personnel, in terms of penalties, in terms of communication, getting on the same page. If you're going to be like that and you're going to go to East Lansing, that's something that Michigan State, for all their warts, they're probably going to do that part of it well.
Yeah.
Defensively, they're going to cause some problems for Maryland. They're probably going to create some takeaways. I don't think it's going to take much. I think you're going to see a pick six. You're going to see some favorable field position, things that can help that Michigan State offense. I think they cover. I think we're looking at more like a 31-3 kind of day, personally. So there we go. I don't matter, though. Greg's Mr. 70%, 21-9. We'll see if he can get another 5-0 a week. He's at 2 in the last 4. Stay tuned next week. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.